Back on the morning wake up. Great to have you aboard here at 1320 WILS. Of course, the podcasts are always there, 1320WILS.com. Tim Hoke is one of the people that you'll find on the podcast. If you click on enough of these, you will get a legal education and family law and divorce law. And hopefully you're not going through that. But if you are, and if it ever becomes necessary, there's a fascinating aspect of divorce law and family law right now that involves, custody battles. And we're not talking about kids. We're talking about custody and disposition of family animals, pets. And you'd think, well, that may be a dog, a revered cat. Well, it can go far beyond that. There was a lawyer here recently in a case involving a divorce case with a family pet, and it had to do with a mule. And there were horses, but how do you rehome the mule? How is this going to be part of the settlement? People are now actually beginning to talk about pet prenuptials. Wait a minute. Say it isn't so. Well, apparently it is so. And Tim Hoke joins us now to discuss. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what about pet prenuptials? When you were getting started in the law, was that something that you saw as, you know, hey, it's out there on the horizon, I'm going to be there for the cutting edge? Or is it just like many things in the legal world, things kind of, well, they evolve like everything else?
Right. This just evolved, and it's still in the beginning stages, of course, because very few people have prenups anyway. But I encourage people to get a prenup, even if you don't think you have much to split. And when you start talking to clients about prenups, you start saying, okay, what are you going to do with your dog? And boy, that really stops them down a little bit, right? They look at you and go, well, I get the dog. And then, of course, the other spouse says, well, no, wait, I get the dog.
Right.
So it starts the conversation going, right? And it's very important to try to get that at least articulated in some sense before you get married, or at least have an idea where you're going with it.
It seems to make this strangely, I'm going to say strangely, seems to make sense to me. And I always have a hard time with aspects of the law, but this makes sense because I've been married for a good number of years now. Don't plan on getting divorced. But if I ever did, in my own mind, and I don't, but if I did, it would be not things like material things that would go back and forth. But I think the pet could be, you know, that could get testy. You've seen this happen amongst couples, right?
Sure. And, you know, the first thing that when couples come in, we have a checklist and we talk about, you know, who gets this and who gets that and what's your property and your sole property and what's the joint property.
Right.
And they go through it and they go through it. And then when you get the pet, they're looking at it and go, well, that's my pet. So, well, then we get into the divorce part and they're like, well, you know, the law treats the pets as personal property, just like you treat a couch or a TV. Okay. So the law is not very well equipped to handle the division of pets. They should treat them more as a custodial arrangement, similar to how they would treat kids, but they don't do that. The law doesn't do that. It's not equipped to do that. And there's going to be a trend, and I've seen a trend a little bit in terms of the courts and the judges, who ask more pointed questions similar to a custody arrangement when it relates to the pets.
So now, okay, correct me if I'm going to step out of my bound here, but if you're talking about later a case involving a probate, involving a will, sometimes animals, because of that, can have standing in court. Isn't that accurate?
Yeah, right. And so, you know, it's really sort of presenting the whole picture from cradle to grave, right?
I mean, yeah, right.
If you're going to give them certain rights at probate or whatnot, then you're going to have to give them certain rights along the lines. But it's like you mentioned earlier. I mean, my wife and I have been married for 25 years. And
congratulations.
We adopted a pet about a year ago. And my wife would throw me out for that pet in about 2 seconds. That's just the way we just become so emotionally attached to these animals.
That's right. Well, you know, the pet is, you know, you might have to work on that a little bit, Tim. I just, you know, I don't want to tell your business and what you're doing as divorce attorney. You might want to work on that. But, I mean, you know, a pet prenup, what is a pet prenup involve? I mean, could it just be as simple as, you know, a one-pager saying the party of the second part, agree to the following?
Yes, and of course, it has to meet the legal requirements. It has to be witnessed,
right,
and it has to be under oath and things like that. But yeah, it can be that simple. It can be Fido comes with me in the event of a divorce or a separation. Fido comes with me, but you have to pay all the vet bills or something like that.
You know what's
similar to a child.
You know what's lost in this is that we always talk about kids in divorce and kids. It can be very tough on you. We know that. I mean, sometimes it's the best for all involved, but it's too bad it has to go that far, and it can be very difficult for children, and there can be wounds that just don't heal. You know, think about your pet. They get attached to, you don't have a problem with the cat here being attached to you, apparently. The cat's attached to your wife. But for some animals, I mean, they really grow attached and they bond deeply with all members of the family. It can be really rough on animals.
That's an excellent point, you know, and I think that people are much more sensitive to that these days. And you know, pets do express their emotions, right? I mean, and
no
you
question.
Didn't see that in certain circumstances.
Absolutely, no question. Well, we would think of this in the past as Hollywood couples, maybe lifestyles of the rich and famous, having a legal fight over Fluffy or Rex or you name it, the horses out in the barn. But this is now average folks. And pet law, as we've explored a little bit on this show, is certainly a new and growing area, not so much maybe new, but certainly growing area in the legal world, is it not?
It is. And you know, I just tell folks all the time, save a lot of money on the back end by planning on the front end, especially as it relates to assets, including pets.
You don't want you to get divorced, but if you're going to get divorced, have a plan out there and also have a plan for how the pets are going to be divvied up here and keep them in your thoughts as well. Tim Hoke is a legal expert here, specializes in divorce law, family law as well. And Tim, the website is H-O-C-H, HokeLawFirm.com, correct?
That's it.
Well, we hope we don't have to avail ourselves of your services, but when we do, we know where to go. Tim Hoke, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks.
And, of course, Tim, great to have on the show. He knows his way around a divorce, that's for sure. And, you know, I'm sure he's keeping a close eye on the other ruling that went on last week with same-sex marriage because, you know, they say love is love, and now marriage is marriage, but divorce... divorces for guys like Tim. More coming up on the Morning Wake Up here. It is your Friday that's not really a Friday. Thursday is the new Friday on the holiday week, 1320 WILS.